Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides leading edge, empowering knowledge, and information which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wellness coach and nutrition and holistic health expert Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now, here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Hello there. Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, on WBLQ and TransformationTalkRadio.com. Boy, have we got a show for you guys today. I am so excited about this show today. We have Dr. Catherine Kelly, who's going to be here teaching us all how to learn how to partner with our soul, our essential ally in restoring or achieving maximum health and vibrancy. But before we do that, I have a huge announcement to make. Yes, you guys are going to be the first to hear it. Starting next Tuesday, August 13th, I will be adding a new show. Yes, I sure will. I'm going to be joining Dr. Pat, and I'll be doing my show at 10 o'clock in the morning Pacific time, and that will be 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, Eastern time for the East Coast folks out there. So make sure you tune in for that. I'm very excited about joining her and doing some more shows. Then what's going to happen is it's going to air next Tuesday and then also on the 20th of August. And then after that, it's going to be the second and fourth Tuesday of every month. So, again, that time is 10 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast and 1 o'clock in the afternoon on the East Coast. So it's going to air live at KKNW in Seattle, as well as live on WBLQ in, for you folks out there in Rhode Island, Connecticut, in New York. And it'll also be live on TransformationTalkRadio.com. So you're going to just be able to listen to me all the time. It's just going to be crazy. So what I'm really excited about is that I'm going to be launching a new method of health and healing that I have developed, and Dr. Pat's going to help me launch that, and you're going to hear all about that next week. But I have come up with this new method of health and healing after years of studying and working with clients to see what really seems to help people. And it's going to help everybody usher in the new paradigm shift or the new change of consciousness that we all have recently experienced in 2012. And so it will help you to work through and with that energy and to make the most of it. So make sure you tune in next Tuesday at 10 if you're on the West Coast. That's 10 a.m. If you're on the East Coast, that's 1 p.m. on WBLQ on the East Coast and KKNW in Seattle. Oh, my goodness. And TransformationTalkRadio.com if you're on the Internet. So I'm real excited about that. Chrissy, did you know I was going to do that?
I had no idea. I'm so excited for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a mouthful getting all that out, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. But your show is so good. I'm really proud for you. And people need to hear your show because you teach about nutrition and things that we all need to know as human beings, you know?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. That was kind of the plan. Stan, to get it out there. So I'm real excited about that. Now, we've got Chrissy in the house, but we don't have Durga, the show mascot, today. You know, the great protector. She's out with her dad on a walk in the forest. That's actually a park around our neighborhood. She's all excited to get out there. Her dad had some time off, so he took her out there. But she's still wishing us well. We're all still in her thoughts and all, so she's still protecting us, okay, so that the light can come forth. All righty. Let's start talking here with Dr. Catherine Kelly. Now, for those of you who don't know who she is an accomplished author. She's written a book called Soul Health, Aligning with Spirit for Radiant Living. And she's also a speaker and consultant, not to mention an award-winning psychologist and healer. Her training is a fellow in family and community medicine and worked as director of behavioral science, both at well-known medical schools, but her master's degree in public health and her training at the Mind-Body Medical Institute of Harvard University, and her ownership of Branches Holistic Health and Wellness, and her ongoing work as an integrative health psychologist lends her a unique and complete view at optimal health, soul health. So welcome, Dr. Kelly.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Thank you for having me here. It's wonderful.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for being here. We're so glad to have you. So what is this soul health? It's a new concept to many people. So what is this soul health?
It is a new concept to our modern type of thinking about health. But really, you know, most ancient cultures were much more in touch with their spiritual selves and their deeper selves than we are. As modern medicine has, modernized, per se, we've really gotten further and further away from listening within in order to find out what we really need or don't need in our lives. And we've learned, unfortunately, to rely on outside sources a lot of times to tell us what we need. And so really soul health is built around the soul health model, which is a model I have put together over the last probably 10 or so years that really kind of helps you reacquaint yourself with that deeper part of you, but then also helps you align with what I call the 10 branches of the human condition. So I'm sure we'll talk more about that during the hour, but soul health is the deepest possible and most complete form of health you can experience.
Okay. Now, what happened to you? What made you decide to go down this road?
You know, it's been a process and a journey of my own. Part of it is, and some of this is coming to light, of course, as we can look back on life. When I was 9 years old, my father had a pretty serious accident that left him medically disabled. And, you know, when you're 9 years old, you just go with it. You do what you have to do. You're just adjusting because that's what you do. But I think what I've learned, over the last several years, several decades, I should say, is that, you know, our human condition can get impacted by any given thing, and it's all about how we take those events and learn from them and find some meaning in them that helps us grow or evolve. And so over my own experience, you know, like I said, that was when I was 9 that my father had that accident, and life changed dramatically, you know, in my household. My mom was a stay-at-home mom while she had to go back to work. My dad's health created a situation where he really could not work outside the home a whole lot anymore. And so, you know, I've witnessed a whole lot of shifting. And when I was junior in high school, I took an honor psychology class and immediately knew that I was supposed to be a psychologist. Within about a week or two, I thought, okay, this is it. This fits. I've always loved and been interested in people's lives. And then as I followed that path, I became more and more aware that I could apply that within health settings. And so that's where the merging of the physical health and the emotional health part became part of me, but really, then it really exploded and expanded as I continued on in my training to expand what I call soul health or whole health into these 10 different branches. So it's not only the psychological health and physical health branches, but there are 8 other branches that I think every person on earth deals with that really have to learn how to balance those in order to, like you said earlier, partner with yourself. So my journey has been a mixed one, but as most people, you can look back and see how it all came together.
Okay, and so I would assume that you've had some aha moments then that have led you.
Almost daily, and I like that. To me, those aha moments are what help you grow and evolve and hopefully keep a good sense of humor as you're doing it.
Great. Well, we're going to have to take a short break here, but when you come back, I would love to hear one of your aha moments. Okay. Okay, great. All righty. You are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're here talking with Dr. Kelly about how to partner with our soul for maximum or optimum health. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Walking down this rocky road. Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ. We are here talking with Dr. Kelly about how to partner with your soul, your essential ally in achieving maximum health. So before the break, we were talking about aha moments. So, Dr. Kelly, do you have one you'd like to share with us?
Probably too many to really choose from. One of my aha moments that really happened for me over the last several months is related to kind of what we were talking about before in looking back over what had happened with my father, because, you know, this whole model that I use is all about how you balance the human condition and that how events in our lives can shift, you know, all of those aspects. And, you know, one of the things that I realized is that, you know, really when I was 9 years old, I had no idea how much of an impact that would have on my life until as I grew further and further, developed this model and realized that, you know, that one event when my father had his accident, it really did shift each and every other branch within this model. Now, granted, I didn't even have this model written by that point, but I think that's why I try to help people redefine meaning in their lives after they've had events in their life happen that have been catastrophic or devastating, because there's so much health we can experience despite our circumstances. And so that in itself, if I could say those words again, is that, you know, realizing that, you know, your world doesn't have to fall apart just because you have a circumstance that, that throws it off. Mm-hmm. You can still have that ultimate or soul health as no matter what.
That's true. That's true. Okay, so there's 10 branches of soul health. What are they?
You know, when most people think about health, they automatically think of physical health. So that is one of them. And then I have psychological health. Of course, being a psychologist, it has to be part of the tree. Mm-hmm. Social health, interpersonal health. We've got spiritual health, intellectual, occupational health, environmental health, sexual health, financial health, and recreational health. So all of these 10 play a key part in and of itself, but also within each one of them. So if one branch is a little bit out of whack or unhealthy, then the rest of the branches are very likely to be skewed in that direction. But what that means is that we just have to go to work to fix whatever it is and be very conscious. I use the term consciousness a lot in the book to help people just stay very aware and conscious of the fact that we can create a new circumstance or a new reality for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what my show's all about, yeah. Waking to a new reality.
Absolutely.
Okay. So now you say in your book, to know your soul is to know true health. And what does that mean?
You know, that absolutely means that the more we really get to know who we are, and we are all very unique individuals and creatures, and, you know, our lives are going to look different depending on, you know, what it is we need or don't need. And so to really get to know yourself is to know true health, because that's the only way you can create that. You know, what you need in order to take care of yourself is probably different than what I need or what anybody needs. You know, we all have a very unique constellation of mm-hmm. factors that help us feel healthy at that deepest level. And I think that is really what true health is about, is getting to know your soul at that deep level and honoring it and aligning with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So to you, what is a soul?
To me, the soul is the very essence of who we are. So it's not something that ends when we pass on, but what it is it's that deepest guiding factor that we have. And so that's why in the book I call it our ally. That I do believe that our soul is really kind of like a GPS system if we learn how to use it, because it, once we get to know ourselves or know how to listen to that soul, we can just listen and help it guide us step by step rather than following, you know, many of the thoughts in our minds that have been planted by society or, you know, other people in our lives that have that their ideas may not be what's best for us. So mm-hmm. that soul is really our own unique guide and ally.
Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people, that would be their soul or their higher power or their God or their presence or something like that. Something.
Many, many different ways to express it. But yes, to me it's the deepest part of their self that is always there to protect us and guide us.
Right. Yeah, and I'm all about that customization, that you need to listen to yourself, and because no two people are alike. And I see this over and over again in my practice, especially with nutrition, because I do a lot of that in holistic health holistic health healing as well. And I do customized programs because no two people are alike, and what works for some person does not work for somebody else. So the key is to find out what works for you and to go with it.
Absolutely.
And I also tell people, you know, what they see advertised on TV is not good for you 9 times out of 10, you know.
It's certainly if it's being advertised on TV.
Right, right. So you also talk about the current healthcare system and what's the difference between what can we integrate this into the current healthcare system in any particular way?
I think you have to, and in a couple different ways. You know, our healthcare system right now is so incredibly disjointed. Now there are specialists for everything, so there's no longer that one doctor you go to that really helps you pull everything together. And so what's happening for a lot of people is that since healthcare, you know, the system is disjointed, they are feeling very disjointed. And in fact, we are now, I think this is the perfect time for this model and this book to be implemented, because the fact that this empowers people to pull it together for themselves. You know, it teaches people how to be their own advocate, and it teaches people to really get to know themselves so that they can listen really to what their heart, soul, bodies, all of the above need, in addition to getting some instruction from outside. Because I just think, gosh, our healthcare system breaks us up into parts. And if they have time, if healthcare practitioners have time to attend to anything other than physical health, that's sort of a bonus. But that's so rare that it actually happens. So,
well, they don't really have the time, do they? I mean, you know,
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, within, you know, the research shows on average that a physician spends about 7 minutes in the office with a patient, and how in the world do you get everything out in 7 minutes? So, you know, I'm blessed, because being a psychologist, you know, I spend 45 minutes to an hour, sometimes more, with clients, and so I can really dig in and help them pull these pieces together. But that's why this model and this book can be very helpful right now, because it helps a person reconnect with all parts of them themselves, rather than feeling so disjointed.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you practice a lot like I do. I spend my first session's an hour and a half with somebody, and then I have hour sessions after that. So people like you and I can get in there and, you know, really help the person assess what's really going on. And we do work, I do anyway, in partnership, or, you know, as a team with the allopathic, shall we say, the allopathic doctors, you
Absolutely.
Know, with my clients.
Yeah, creating whatever team you can is the best, if they're willing, absolutely.
Right, and so then you can integrate everything together. And by doing that, it helps allopathic medicine become more effective in healing the patient, I think.
I completely agree, and, you know, unfortunately not all allopathic practitioners have the time or the energy or the interest, or sometimes they're not even trained to interact with other healthcare providers. So, you know, yes, it is, it's so vital that we can connect with them as much as possible.
Yeah. So lots of times what I have my clients do is I'll give them recommendations, and then I'll have them run it by their allopathic doctor.
Sure.
Yeah. And that involves them. And then that allopathic doctor doesn't feel threatened either.
Right.
So we collaborate. Okay, that's great. Now, throughout your book, you emphasize that our optimal or radiant health leads to our soul's evolution. Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. You know, the more we learn about ourselves, the more we can grow and create new meaning for ourselves. And like you said, the meaning of your show is, you know, awakening to a new reality. Well, as we grow and evolve, that's really what we're doing, is expanding our awareness and consciousness so that we can move beyond old patterns, old beliefs, old thought processes, old ideas. And that is what evolution is for humans. You know, for humans, our bodies have evolved about as much as they're going to, from what the scientists say. We're going to change shapes and sizes a little bit, but as far as our basic structure, it's going to probably remain about the same. But if we're to evolve at this point, it really has to do with our awareness and our consciousness. And so that conscious evolution that I really emphasize throughout the book has to do with getting to know yourself, but staying very aware of our potential for growth and evolution in many, many, many ways. And so to me, that's what this radiant living and radiant health is all about, is continuing to shed old patterns and thoughts, etc., that just aren't working, and learning how to apply meaning to them so that we can grow and move forward.
Okay, good. Now, you talk about using gut responses to lead us down, so can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, you know, all of us have had times when we have followed our gut and things have worked out really well, and we've all had times when we haven't followed our gut and things have either fallen apart or gone really haywire. Mm-hmm. And so to me, that gut response is really the representation of the voice of our soul. That, you know, really that gut response doesn't ever lead us astray. It leads us right to or away from whatever it needs to protect mm-hmm. us and to help us.
Mm-hmm.
But very few people learn to live through their soul or learn to live through that gut reaction. You know, we're so, I always joke that our overdeveloped brains, you know, the species with this wonderfully developed brain has sometimes overdeveloped it, that we outthink ourselves. Whereas if we relied on that basic instinct of our gut or our soul, our lives would be a lot smoother and easier and more cut and dry to some extent.
Yeah.
So that's what that gut reaction and that soul reaction is all about.
I agree with you there. I also tell my clients to listen to their desires and watch their imagination, because that's another way that you are being led and guided, you know.
Right.
And yeah, and so I don't necessarily agree with the Eastern teaching that you need to get rid of all of your desires. You know, you go into meditative space, and then you just, you don't have any more desires. Because if you don't have desires, then how else is your higher power, your presence, or your soul going to lead you, you know, and guide you?
Right, and in some ways, we have to feed our soul through some of those desires. So, you know, it we're in a modern age, so that philosophy is based on a different age or a different era. But I agree,
right.
We have to listen to, you know, some of those desires, but also make meaning of them and make sure it's not that it's a soul based desire and not sort of an ego based
right.
desire.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Yeah, constructive desires. Constructive
Absolutely.
Desires. Yes. Maybe not the desire to eat, you know, the whole chocolate cake. But
right. right.
Yeah, constructive desires, certainly. And it's also your soul, or your higher power, your presence, desiring for these things as well, you know. And so when you don't honor that, then you're not really honoring your soul or your higher power.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we have to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Dr. Kelly, who's the author of Soul Health, Aligning with Spirit for Radiant Living. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ and TransformationTalkRadio.com. We're talking with Dr. Kelly about our soul's health, but before that, I've got to answer another question. You guys have been sending me questions, and if you want to ask a question or make a comment or whatever, you can email me at M as in Michelle, B as in Bond, and yes, that's like James Bond, MB at the, T-H-E, MichelleBondShow.com. And if you don't remember all that, just Google the MichelleBondShow.com and I'll come up there and you can contact me and ask me any questions, make a comment, or if you have a transformational story about your life that you'd like for us to share on air, you can enter that as well. So this question leads me to what the bleep is that?
And now the Michelle Bonds What the segment.
Say.
Okay, a lot of you guys are asking about soy lecithin. What is that? A lot of you think that it's good for you, and then some of you who have soy allergies think that you can still consume soy lecithin and you won't have a problem with the allergies. So I decided to shine some light on that issue and to let you guys know what is really going on. Okay, first of all, lecithin is an emulsifier that's in the cells, and it helps to break down fat, and it feeds the health of the brain. Kind of a topical topic since we're talking to it about psychology and all that here today with Dr. Kelly. Lecithin is used to make commercial products. But anyway, before we go with that, the way they make lecithin is they used to make lecithin from eggs, especially the egg yolks. And that's where it's naturally occurring. It's one of the foods that's naturally occurring in. But now what they do is they make lecithin from soy, and it is being made not just from soy, but from the waste products of the soybean processing. So what they do is they take the sludge from the soy oil after it goes through its degumming process, and then they turn it into lecithin. Now, this sludge has got solvents and pesticides in it because it's from soy that's got pesticides, and they use solvents to get the soy oil out of it. And its color is not very appealing, so they bleach it to make it look better. So not only are you getting the pesticides and the solvents, but now you're getting a bleaching agent in your soy lecithin. Okay, so it is used as an emulsifier. Soy lecithin is used as an emulsifier in processed foods especially, but it is also in organic foods, so you have got to read the labels. Some of the foods it's in are margarine, your chocolate products. I don't know about you, but I go to the store and I read the labels, and it's in practically every candy bar out there, every cupcake out there, whatever, just in all kinds of chocolate products. It's in ice cream, infant formulas as well, peanut butter, and I have seen it in organic drinks. Like you get those juices that have just been freshly juiced, you can see it in there. And you also can see it in cosmetics. And then they also are using it in the lecithin nutritional supplements. It's all soy now. You can't get the egg yolk. I haven't been able to find any lecithin supplements that are anything other than soy. Okay? So this is the theory. The theory is that the manufacturing process would eliminate the protein that triggers the soy allergies. Okay, so this is the reason why there's a controversy out there saying that even if you have a soy allergy, you can still consume soy lecithin. However, this is not true. The manufacturing process actually leaves the Kunitz trypsin inhibitor. Yes, Kunitz trypsin inhibitor. And that is what causes severe allergies, severe soy allergies, even in the smallest amounts. Okay? So it's not recommended that you consume that anybody, whether you're allergic or not, consume soy lecithin. So what are you going to do if you're lecithin deficient? Well, this is what you can do. The body will make its own lecithin as long as it's got enough choline and inositol. Okay? So if you're lecithin deficient, then increase your choline and your inositol, and your body should be able to make it. Now, you can also get choline from eggs, like I mentioned, the egg yolks, and milk products. However, if you are vegan, then obviously you're not going to be eating these products, so you will need to supplement. So you just get yourself some choline supplements. Then you can get inositol. It's found in fruit, such as cantaloupes and oranges, and beans and nuts. So eat your legumes. We've done a lot of shows about beans and legumes. So make sure you're eating your legumes, and you shouldn't have an issue. So if you're eating these foods, you should be okay. But if you're not, then just bump up your choline and inositol intake, get supplements, and you won't need to be taking the soy lecithin supplements. Okay, enough. I'm off of my soapbox. Back to Dr. Kelly. Now, Dr. Kelly, your book makes various soil health assessments. Now, how would you suggest that the readers use these?
Well, there's an assessment or a questionnaire for each branch. So each of the 10 branches has a chapter, and within each one of those chapters, there is a soil health questionnaire. And really what that is it's just a light assessment. I tell people, do not get overwhelmed by this, because there are those people out there that think they have to overhaul everything all at once. And really the way that I look at this is, again, it's a slow process of getting to know yourself. So as you read through each one of those branch chapters, it gives you more information about how to balance out that branch, whether it's cleaning something out or filling something up. Toward the end of the book, there's an assessment that I actually call the soil health assessment that has a little bit more comprehensive information about how to dig deeper into understanding your soil. And each one of these assessments, whether it's for the branch chapters or the overall soil health assessment, is really there to just help create that consciousness so that you can prioritize whatever it is that you feel like you need to start working on first in order to create that platform or foundation for radiant living.
Okay, great. Now, we also need to be searching for a better life. Okay, but we also know that it takes a lot of work to get there. So what advice would you give someone who feels they're too busy to seek this, to do all this and to seek radiant health?
You know, number one is it's all about the consciousness. Really, once you get the idea in your mind that you want to grow and evolve, all it takes is a few seconds or a few minutes a day to decide what it is for that day you want to work on. Mm-hmm. I have a client who posts a picture of the soul health model in her laundry room. And so whenever she's doing laundry and folding, she just glances up at the soul health model, and she kind of glances through to see which one of those branches needs a little work for that day. And then she'll come up with one small thing that she wants to do in order to move that along. And that's really all I encourage, because we're all busy. You know, there's no one I know that is not busy. And
right.
It's just that consciousness, it's that commitment that you make to yourself to stay aware that you can create that new reality, you can create that new sense of health and understand yourself at a deeper level. So the majority of the work takes the consciousness in remembering to do it and committing to check in with yourself and check in with that deepest part of you to just get a sense of what you might need in that particular moment.
Okay. All right, so it's something that you can do daily, but it's easy to do then.
Absolutely. It's easy, it's quick, and that's why, again, once people understand that whole health is not beyond reach, but they just have to work a little bit at a time to get it and get further. You know, every step of the way motivates you for the next step, because once you create, you know, one new habit or one new mindset, it always feels that much better. So, you know, I jokingly say with clients that the first hazard of therapy is once you start learning and growing, you never want to stop. It sort of keeps you motivated to keep going. And the only hazard in that is that, you know, that sometimes you have to take a break, too.
Right.
Some people get so mired or thinking that they have to fix it all at once. But this is a process and a journey. And I want people to, through this book, I really want people to understand that this is a journey.
Yeah, that's what I tell my clients too. It's like one step at a time. We're going to start with this and then we're going to move to that. And as you start seeing the results, you know, then it kind of motivates you. You start to feel better. So it motivates you to keep it up and keep going, and it just feeds itself. And then voila, you're done and you're feeling so much better and you're healthier. And
right.
So it's the same thing here, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that self-propelling energy that you just talked about, you know, once your soul starts waking up and you start partnering with it to create a better life, again, life just becomes smoother. So smoother, easier, more fun, more enjoyable, and then we can handle and weather some of those events that happen to kind of throw us off course.
Right, right. And then they don't become such a big deal. You know, Yeah, you can put them in perspective, the proper perspective.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The more balance you get, the less you get blown over.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's great. Well, we've got to take another quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Kelly more about your soul health. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on TransformationTalkRadio.com and WBLQ. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge, empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality on WBLQ and TransformationTalkRadio.com. We're here with Dr. Kelly talking about your soul health. And that is a perfect lead into my philosophy tip of the day.
And now, the Michelle Bond's philosophy tip of the day.
Okay, the philosophy tip of the day does come from the Saint Germain Foundation. Now, this is from Book 7, The Ascended Master's Light. And the Ascended Master, who I will be quoting, is the Lord, the Maha Kohan, no, Chohan's Discourse. These names, I tell you. Chohan's Discourse. Okay. So what the Lord says is the original intent of life was that it should be perfect, beautiful, and wonderful. But mankind turned its energy down, its attention down, and has drawn itself into the density of Earth. So what do we do about that? Well, it does not make any difference what your mistakes have been up to this time. If you will turn from them, turn to the presence, call on the law of forgiveness, all of that can quickly be dissolved and forgotten. We condemn no one. You are your own condemnation unto the limitations which you have drawn around yourself. Do you not see that nothing in the world but you, yourself, condemns you? When you have found that you are making mistakes, please do not condemn yourself. That would be still worse. But when you have seen your mistakes clearly, then rejoice because you have found them and know the power by which to call forth the release from all of them. Such should be the greatest rejoicing. So there you go. Only you condemned yourself for your mistakes, so stop doing that. They really don't care. They're just waiting for you to wake up so they can come in and help you. Okay? So that's what that's all about. All right, Dr. Kelly, back to you. I just thought that little piece would help because this is what we do is we go around, we make mistakes, and we're our world's worst enemy, our own worst enemy. We beat ourselves up for it all the time.
Certainly.
Yeah.
And that's how we grow and evolve is to learn beyond that.
Exactly. So don't beat yourself up. Just learn from it and move on. Hey,
right.
We're all human.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. So, Dr. Kelly, how has writing this book impacted you?
You know, it's been a wonderful journey for me in itself. But, you know, it's also very much solidified not only the model, but it's solidified my belief in the whole idea that we definitely have to get back to our souls. I think that we have left them so far behind, and it's a missing element that really is so essential to our growth and our evolution. So for me, what's changed is it's really deepened not only my own experience with clients, but my experience as a human and how I choose to live my life. So it's been multiple fold, but it's been a wonderful journey.
Yeah. Yes. That's great. Now, where can people get a hold of your book?
Multiple places. Obviously, you can go to any major bookstore, and if they don't have it for some reason on their shelf, they can order it. I do have it on my website, which is www.drkatherinetkelly.com. You can also get it from Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com or also BalboaPress.com.
Okay. And so the book is Soul Health, Aligning with Spirit for Radiant Living.
Yes.
Okay. And give your website one more time.
Absolutely. It's www.drkatherinetkelly.com. So there's a T for Teresa in there.
Okay, great. So I was wondering, yeah, it's a T, not a P, but a T for Teresa.
Right, and you can also look it up through just typing in the soulhealthmodel.com, and it'll come right to my website as well.
Okay, great. Well, Dr. Kelly, we have loved having you here. I want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. It's been wonderful.
Yes. So hopefully we've enlightened people and awakened them to a new reality on health here.
Great.
career together.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I want to thank the listeners for listening. I just want to make sure that everybody tunes in to my show next week at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And that would be 1 p.m. Eastern time for you people out there in Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York, where I'm going to be joining with Dr. Pat and announcing my new breakthrough method of health and healing. And this new method of health and healing will help usher in the new paradigm shift that we've been going through since 2012. You all been hearing me talk about that. It's also a shift in consciousness, however you want to look at it. It is a shift. So it's going to help you learn how to keep your bodies healthy, because we know we've been bombarded by tons of toxins. So what do we do about that? How do we clean up our bodies? How do we clean up the environment? And also, it'll help you teach you how to work with this energy of the new paradigm shift and experience the law of attraction in a way that you never, ever, ever have experienced it before. I think we have figured out here what the missing link is, why that can be such an issue for people. And this is a good time to be doing that, because a lot of people have gone through some hard times. We've had a lot of foreclosures. We've had a lot of layoffs. We've had retirement accounts that have managed to disappear. So how do we deal with this? How do we rebound? How do we evolve from this? What does all this mean? And what can we do to move forward and still experience prosperity? And a lot of people have that question. When they should have been in the old paradigm, they would have been retiring. Now they're finding themselves, they don't have the retirement, and they're having to, you know, reinvent and recreate themselves. So that's what all this new paradigm of healing is about. And so I hope you will join me next Tuesday to hear the launching of that program. But then I'm going to be doing my show, Awaken to a New Reality. That's not going to change very much, because I feel that the format of this show does bring in lots of healers like we had today, Dr. Kelly, and authors that are going to help usher in the new paradigm shift. So you don't have to experience this all by yourself. There are people out there who can help you, that can partner with you. You can build your own camp, shall we say. People who are like-minded in your own camp looking out for you to bring in your best interest. Okay, so that is next Tuesday. Then what we're going to do is we're going to have it next Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast, and 1 in the afternoon on the East Coast. And that then it will be on the 20th will be my show. But then after that, it will be the 2nd and 4th Tuesday of every month. So make sure you catch that. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. I'm so excited you all were here today. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the show or how I can help you lead an epic life, go to my website, TheMichelleBondShow.com. Again, that's TheMichelleBondShow.com. And for more information about Transformation Talk Radio and what that has to offer, for archives, you can go to TransformationTalkRadio.com. So anyway, I hope you guys have a very prosperous and happy week, and I look forward to seeing you next Tuesday at 10 a.m. West Coast, 1 p.m. East Coast, and again at 2 p.m. West Coast and 5 p.m. East Coast. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. Take care.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality to empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, for leading edge empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Please visit themichellebondshow.com for more information and past shows.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.